Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest is Todd McDonald. He's the president of ATW Training. He's in studio to chat a little bit about the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, some trends out there in business. If you are a business person, you want to listen up, he's going to be enumerating several issues that I know you are dealing with. Because how do we know? Because everybody we talk to is dealing with many of the same things. Todd, welcome to the News Hour. Good to have you here.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
You know, the last time you were with us, you were on the phone, on our newsmaker.
Yeah, line. Last time I was with you, I was down in Lexington, Kentucky, and based upon the temperature here today, I think it would be a nice place to be.
Want to go back?
Yeah, I'd like to go back.
You know, before we get started on the line here, I want to say kudos to you on your business card.
Okay.
You have it covered, man.
You got everything on there you need, huh?
You got your name, you got your email address, I can actually read it, by the way. And you've got all these very cool social media icons that are there, and you do the better thing. Not only do you just have the icons, you tell them what the heck the address is. So, like, your Twitter address is ATW_training.
Yep, absolutely.
You see, most people fail to do that. They'll put the icons there, but they don't tell anybody what the heck it is.
Well, and I think as we talk a little bit about, you know, our topic today, and that is, you know, some of the employee issues of 2016, I think that's an example of some of the things that we have to look at as organizations. You know, our world is changing.
Fast.
Yeah. You know, I was talking with someone today in our office, and we're talking, you know, today's social media is yesterday's, you know, voicemail and emails and everything else, and things continue to change.
We just had a news story before you came in about Snapchat, you know, and
Absolutely.
About, you know, it's valued at $16 billion, the company is. Mm-hmm. What? Really?
Yep. I wish I had a couple of those.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. All right. Todd McDonald from ATW Training is in studio. Let's talk about some of the issues that you hear, that the Iowa Association of Business and Industry is hearing about from their employer. I mean, their employers are small businesses, always some of the largest businesses here in Iowa.
Absolutely. You know, the Association of Business and Industry here in Iowa, you know, is really, you know, a statewide organization. And as you look at some of the employment issues as you go across the state, you know, I think a huge one is really, you know, the unemployment rate that we have here in the state.
Pretty low.
You know, 3.4%, I believe, was the last, I think, back in November. I don't think we've got the December numbers out yet, but you know, anything under 4% is basically everybody who wants a job has one.
Well, so to speak. And there's another number that we don't talk about very much, as you well know. Mm-hmm. You know, there is the number of unemployed, and then there are the number of folks that have given up looking for employment.
Exactly.
And some suggest, now the federal unemployment rate is 5%, and some suggest that the real unemployment rate, those that are, you know, totally just out of the workforce, closer maybe to 10% all the way across the board. So, but if we extrapolate that here, even in Iowa, that's only 6% unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. That's still tight.
Well, it is, and that's going to be a big factor in organizations being able to grow and succeed in the future, is being able to find the talent to help them to grow and succeed.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, I think you've got to look at probably some unconventional areas. You know, I think there's some great programs going on here in the state, home-based Iowa, you know, being an example of looking at and trying to recruit, you know, some individuals from the military to come into the state. You know, I think I've worked with other organizations and just, you know, thoughts of going into different states that have high unemployment rates and really talking about what's available. You know,
there's another measure that's being talked about out there, and I think the Iowa Workforce Development is even championing this. It's called Ban the Box. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a box that's on many applications. Have you ever been convicted? You know, and oftentimes when you check the box,
You're automatically out.
You're done.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, as I say, you're going to have to get unconventional.
Right.
We've been able in the past to probably be, you know, picky. You know, kind of we can choose some of the others. But right now, when it comes down to it, I think you're going to have to look at and say, are there some folks that we need to give a chance, you know, that maybe we would have not have given them that
and
chance
people
in the
change.
Past? Absolutely.
You know, if indeed the criminal justice system is set there to rehabilitate people rather than just simply punish people, hopefully
know, somebody's rehabilitated.
You've got to give them that opportunity.
So you're right. We have to look for some unconventional areas. What else is the Iowa Association of Business and Industry? What other things are they hearing from their members?
Well, I think that one that has really started to, you know, come up quite a bit is succession planning within organizations.
Yeah.
You know, with the economy, it's been kind of on this roller coaster. You know, over the past few years, you know, part of that was that everybody was not focused on as much the future as it was just in survival.
Just survival mode.
And now that things seem to be, you know, however you want to measure it.
It
depends on the day. You're absolutely right. What day it is. But now you have organizations in Iowa, we have a lot of family run businesses. And so how do you handle that succession planning in a family-run business, let alone some type of other business? And are you really focused in on? And one of the things that I talk about here is you need to put your success back in succession planning, because we talk about succession planning, but we never get to it. And we've got to – if you're in that type of organization, you got to make the step. You got to make the time for it.
You know, you have to, as they have said, swallow the frog. You know, nobody really wants to think about having to duck out. But if you're in business, you've got a successful business, and you've got folks waiting on the wings, could be family. Maybe it's not family. Maybe it's ingrained employees. Maybe it's an ESOP opportunity that goes on. Somewhere along the line, you've got to sit down and make those plans. Good point.
I think the minimum time you need to allow yourself is at least 3 years.
Ooh, yeah.
You know? Because if you're really going to do it right, you need to really be thinking about, if you want to be exiting out of an organization in 3 years, you need to be talking about that now.
But then what the heck are you going to do?
Well,
golf, right?
Yeah, somewhere warmer.
Yeah, right. Lexington, Kentucky. Todd McDonald is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is with ATW Training, but today he is here representing the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. All right, so we've got succession planning, big topic. We've got to become more unconventional in our hiring practices to find people. Mm-hmm. What else are people talking about?
You know, I think that you know, another, and it kind of relates to a little bit of both of those, is just the workforce that we do have coming
changing.
In. You know, everybody talks about the generations. You know, there's a newer term that's, you know, not exactly new, but it's a newer term that they call the digital natives.
Mm-hmm.
Digital natives are basically those individuals right now that are about 18 years or younger. And they're digital natives because they've never not been connected to the internet. They have grown up with the internet, and now they're coming into to the workforce. You and I are digital immigrants. You know, we've immigrated over to the internet over the time. And how do we go out and how do we recruit, you know, those type of individuals?
Very different from the recruiting process is very different. And, you know, not only the digital natives, but I would also say to you, the millennials are also in that space where you got to prove to them it's more than a job, that this is an opportunity to make some type of contribution to society.
And that really goes back to that generation. And generations are all basically, you know, they're formed by some of the things that happened to them, you know, when they're in their formative years. And so this millennial generation, digital natives, they are really wanting to have their job be more than just a job, but something, a way that they can impact their community.
Yeah, and community. And that's also another interesting way to say that I'm valued.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing something that's much more altruistic, then perhaps I've got some value in that. And that's a big push for many of these people.
They want to work for an organization that can be respected for some of the things that they do. And so they're looking for things like that. And so an organization, when they look at, you know, you hear about organizations doing Habitat for Humanity or some of the other things, it's not just something, you know, if you look at it from the business
thing.
Side, it's not always just the feel good. There's some business rationale for why you should be doing some of those things, because that's the type of things that these newer generations really buy into.
And the ability to communicate with this generation of not only digital natives, but millennials, and even those of us who have become digital, what did you call me?
Digital immigrant.
Immigrant.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. I hadn't heard that one before. But even those of us who are digital immigrants, you know, we tend to communicate in different ways.
It does. And you know, my feeling is that, you know, the communication that we have now, you know, I love the internet. I love email. I love all the tools we have. But we do lose that, that one-on-one face-to-face communication.
And in your business with ATW, you know how important it is to pick up those soft skills.
It is. And so how do you balance, how do you use the technology we have to accelerate the success you have in your organization and to be more productive and more efficient with that need to be able to communicate, you know, with one another? And that's the issue that a lot of organizations are having. You know, we talk about students coming into the workforce and they'll say, well, they know technology. Well, yeah, they do, but they don't know how to use it in a business setting. And they don't know how to basically communicate
in the manners that are the business protocol that comes along with it as well. Fascinating stuff. Now, one of the cool things about the Iowa Association of Business and Industry is that this is a conversation that you have with business leaders, large and small, all across the state on a regular basis.
We do. There's a lot of different events across the state. Probably the biggest event that we hold each year is the June annual conference. This year, it's going to be in June over in Sioux City. And we're going to have
Davenport, Burlington last year.
Yeah, exactly. We're jumping from one side of the state to another. And that's very purposeful in that we want to make sure that this is a statewide organization. And a lot of times we get focused in on the Des Moines area. But we have to understand that there's a lot going on in different parts of the state. So we'll be over in Sioux City, and we have a great conference coming up over there that's going to look at a lot of the different business issues and have some great speakers in.
Good. Excellent. Todd McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey, thank you again, and kudos. For those of you who are in business and you've been listening to this, and I hope you have, and we'll have this on the podcast as well so that you can catch up if you just caught the tail end of it. I really ought to take a photograph of his business card and put it out there and say, this is the way you should do it on your menus, on your tabletops, on everything that you have in your retail center. Don't make people guess where you are on social media. Make it easier for them to find it.
That's the key.
Good
Thanks,
stuff,
man.
All right. We got to back out of here because why? Well, we're going to take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. It wasn't as bad a day as what it could have been. Also, we've got the Iowa 25 and the commodity report. That's all ahead of our time with Fred Bowie. He's coming in next, ladies and gentlemen, at least in this half hour, to talk about his business, the where, the what, and the why of Keystone. Hang in there with us. This is Insight on Business. The News Hour.
Make me feel crazy, make me feel so big.